fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones, please silence cell phones and refrain from texting for the duration of the public hearings and session. Microphones, please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Allen.
Here.
Archer.
Here.
Bartels.
Pass.
Pass.
Belfilio.
Here.
Briggs. Donaldson. Fabiano.
Here.
Gerentine. Green. Gregorius.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Lauren. Mayo. Maloney.
Here.
Parody John.
Here.
Parody Richard. Provenzano. Roberts. Rodriguez.
Here.
Ronk. Waro. Wishnick.
Oh, can we hear? I can hear you.
Here.
There, I can see her.
She said yes.
There, but she's not here.
Waving her hand.
I can hear you, she went. So, Bartels. That's 22 present and one absent. The first public hearing tonight is on proposed local law number 3 of 2015, which is a local law establishing a sustainable green fleet policy. There are no speakers signed up. The second public hearing tonight is on the sale and or transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue, Kingston, New York, to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., a local development corporation. And there are no speakers.
Close the public hearing.
Aye.
Seconded by Legislator Ronk.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carry.
We did have one speaker, John Adams.
I just wanted to speak to you about the need for a plan to do something with the closed prison farmland in the town of Worsing, the former Eastern Correctional Facility lands. It's 500 acres. It's about as large as the Neville property, and it was closed in 2008 without a plan for what to do with it. So, and I'm also here in support of resolution number 263. I wholeheartedly support the Town of Worsing's application to secure funding for a comprehensive planning and implementation study to determine the best public uses for the Colony Farm property and other associated parcels totaling nearly 500 acres currently owned by the New York State Department of Corrections. In direct agreement with the 2014 New York State Open Space Plan, this feasibility study will help connect the Catskill-Shongham Greenway along the Route 209 corridor and protect the floodplain areas and priority undeveloped agricultural lands. We embrace the town's vision to study the reuse of Colony Farm, which now lies dormant, but which once served as a dairy farm in support of the Eastern Correctional Facility prison since the late 1920s. The area is in an ecologically sensitive Rondout Valley and borders the world-renowned Shongham Ridge and a national scenic byway. Over the last 15 years, the residents of the town of Worsing have been devastated by a series of serious economic disruptions, including the closing of several major manufacturers and the bankruptcy of the Neverly Hotel. This has exacted a terrible toll upon the community, resulting in high unemployment and leaving a large portion of the population struggling beneath the poverty line. We support the town of Worsing's diligent efforts to find appropriate and sustainable solutions that will lead to economic revitalization for the community. In particular, we support the town's desire to explore a vision for the Colony Farm parcels to perhaps become an agritourism venue with attractive tourist and recreational amenities, productive working farmlands again, possibly leased to local farm families, an educational facility to inform the public about model agricultural practices, farm productivity, farm life, and healthy lifestyles, preserved lands with agriculture and conservation easements, an area with multiple public purposes, such as access to nearby trails, state parks, wetlands, and open spaces, an assemblage of contiguous, connected parks, trails, and open spaces for recreational purposes while enhancing the local ecology and environment, a preserved viewshed area with protected natural resources, an important economic driver based on new agricultural and tourism opportunities in this underserved part of Ulster County, and an access point and trailhead for town residents and visitors to the Rondout Creek. We are excited by the prospects of a thoughtful public reuse of Colony Farm parcels as generated by the town of Worsing's vision for a strategic plan that would intelligently guide any future use of the property. Again, we strongly encourage you to support the town's efforts to secure funding for this extremely important project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'd like to move resolutions 258, 266, 272, and 273 into consent. We have a short yes with one abstention on 285 and 286, Legislator Waro, for purposes of employment.
The resolutions are adopted 22-0, with the exceptions of resolutions 285 and 286, which are adopted 21-0, with one abstention, Legislator Waro.
Resolution 255, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9 of 2015, a local law of the County of Ulster, New York, known as the False Alarm Reduction Act, to be held on Wednesday, August 12th, 2015, at 6:10 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we refer this resolution back to the Law Enforcement Committee.
That motion is adopted 22-0.
Resolution 260, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to the service agreement with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
Without checking everyone, I believe we're a short yes with one no, Wishnick, but there might be others, so that's what I have. I have a short yes with one no, Legislator Wishnick.
Thank you. I'm
Yours isn't working.
All right. I'll just speak really loudly so everybody can hear. However, I just want to make sure everybody's voting. Said, I just want to make sure everybody here is just aware of
well, I wasn't going to speak on this because I really believe that this is my mic on? Okay. You can't hear me. I really believe that this is just like a non-issue here. It really doesn't do anything. Given the legislature the ability to vote no on any contract, any bond over $500,000 is meaningless if we can't control the rest of their budget. 25% of the RRA's operating expenses by law have to go into contingency. So if we don't approve a $600,000 bond, they'll take money out of contingency. And then next year, they'll add it to a net service fee to the legislature and the taxpayers to pay. There's no way that we can get out of this situation with the bonding and with the net service fee. So to me, this is just for show. Would we ever deny them a $500,000 or more bond issue? Maybe. But it'll only come back on the other end of the scale next year when they come short in their operating budget and we have to fill it up. And we are responsible for 25% of their operating budget by law. I am going to vote for it because I don't see any other reasonable contract amendment to the solid waste management agreement. Anything that would make sense would be something more like allowing elected officials to be on the board to have more control over what the taxpayers spend on the agency. So I'm going to vote yes only because it's in accounting. We'll know when they bond over $500,000. So I'll vote yes.
Okay. I would totally disagree with my fellow legislator, Big Figlio. This is not just for show. This resolution been talked about probably when we went to flow control. Regarding, you know, having some oversight for the Resource Recovery Agency. It's a very small step. You're right about what you said about the monies that we're talking about, but there again, I think it's prudent to do this, to have a little more control. I think everyone knows my position regarding the Resource Recovery Agency is that, you know, we gave them flow control, which allowed them to do controlled solid waste in Ulster County, and I know that what they were set up to do, but not to the extent where we went from about originally $85, $84 a ton to $103 a ton. Like I said, this is a small step regarding an oversight regarding the Resource Recovery Agency, but I think we better start taking the bull by the horns and look at exactly how we can work with the Resource Recovery Agency in some way, shape, or form. And I know there's contractual obligations, but there again, we cannot continue to have the taxpayers of Ulster County flip $103 for a tipping fee. But I will be supporting this.
I just want to say to Legislator Buffilio, this is important because if we don't pass this resolution, three unelected board members of an RRA can put that agency in a tremendous amount of debt. And, you know, we appoint them, but, you know, we try to do the best we can, but you never know what you're going to get. And history has shown that we haven't always made the best decisions in the early years of the RRA. So this is important that elected officials, the people are putting this body here, that these folks make the final decision in regard to the purse strings with the RRA. Thanks.
For a short yes.
Resolution adopted 21-1.
Resolution 262, adopting proposed local law number 5 of 2015, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, local law number 2 of 2006, to clarify the powers and duties of the Audit Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I urge all my colleagues to support this evening. You know, this is something that fixes a problem with the charter that I think that we all found out about, where someone whose books are being audited could veto the selection of auditor. Now, I know it's an unlikely circumstance that could happen, but it's a dangerous precedent to set to allow an executive whose books are being audited by a company that's chosen by the legislature to veto that auditor, because he could then go through and veto every auditor until we statistically run out of options and eventually hire an auditor who could come in and cover up nefarious acts. And so anyway, I urge all my colleagues to support this. I think it's a good change. Thanks.
I agree with Minority Leader Ronk that there is a problem that needs to be fixed, and this resolution does in fact fix that problem, but it's not the only way to fix that problem. And I am going to be a no, because I believe the fix to the problem should be different, and that's been discussed before. As it stands in this resolution, this will give the power to the Audit Committee to select an auditor and not have to bring it to anyone else for approval. I think the approval of a contract over $50,000 should come to the legislature, and the fix is simply a matter of doing the charter change vote in the same, well, this resolution also calls for a charter change vote, so a charter change will be required regardless. There should simply be a charter change vote that says that the executive doesn't have the authority to veto the selection of an auditor. Keeps it nice and neat and simple, and would solve the same problem in the need of format. And it's because of that, and because I feel it's wrong to deny the legislature the right to review who the auditor is before being approved, that I have to vote no.
I'll forgive you. Actually, this particular resolution addresses not less of a charter change and more of a charter clear-up. As it presently reads, it would have been, according to the charter, the Audit Committee did make that decision. And it's in the charter the way it reads right this very moment. And the charter, the committee was chosen by the chairman of the legislature. There are 3 members total, and the chairman would serve on the committee if he wanted to, and then 2 members from the minority. And that's the way the committee was set up, and according to the charter, that would be the end result. But the problem is we also have something in our books that say anything over 50,000, we had to have a resolution. So we actually did a resolution, and that was vetoed. Now, I think it was totally against the spirit of the charter when he vetoed that. But, you know, there's often gray areas when you have these type of things, you're going to clean them up. And I think this actually cleans that up. Now, if you want to at some point make policy to assure that we, with our auditor is not the certain person that does our, looks at our budget, then that can be done by policy. I know some people had that kind of concern. I mean, the legislator Rodriguez brought that up in caucus. I may not have that concern, but some people do, and I certainly understand that. So I think this actually clears the charter up. The charter it was set up, and if you took a look at the intent of the charter when you spoke to those people that were on that committee, Dr. Benjamin and Tom Cajun were two of the sponsors dealing with this part of this charter. They are very clear in their intent that it was meant for the audit committee to select the auditor. And that's what happened. And they had, unfortunately, again, since it was over 50 grand, we had to have a resolution of the legislature. And any resolution of the legislature can be vetoed. Now, when you start going in and saying not allowing the executive to veto certain bills, I think that muddies it. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear right here.
Mr. Chairman, I just, I had my hand up, but, and this is, it's been 8 years I've served on this body. This is the first time I've ever been able to say this. I couldn't say it any better than Legislator Donaldson. I said it into the microphone.
With all due respect to Legislator Donaldson, I do need to point out on one of his comments that the Charter Committee may have reviewed what they wanted to include in the Charter and may have written down their best thoughts, but the last time I checked, under the way we operate, it's this body that sets policy. It's this body that makes decisions, what goes before the public for decision, including approval of the Charter that was presented to us. And therefore, I'd respectfully suggest that in view, this is basically, there are all kinds of words and explanations and other things being said. What this really comes down to is very, very simple. Should the legislature be responsible for choosing the auditor, or should the decision rest solely with the audit committee? And have, either way it goes, the executive should be prevented from vetoing the decision. In my opinion, the full legislature should be making the decision, since it's an over $50,000 contract as to who the auditor is. We can spin it in many different ways, but it's basically a matter of who makes the decision as to who the auditor is, and I respectfully suggest that we, the policymakers, decide that the full legislature needs to make the decision rather than just the audit committee, and for that reason, I would strongly recommend everyone to vote no on this particular resolution.
Favor of it. The funny thing is, the Charter Revision Committee had already put this language out 4 or 5 years ago, and this body approved it to go in front of the voters. So this is nothing new. This is basically the same language that the Charter Revision promoted that this body voted, I think, unanimously for to go to the voters. Secondly, this is really simple to me. We are giving the voters an opportunity to say if they agree that they would like the county executive to not be able to veto the audit committee, his or her, the auditor who's going to oversee his or her books. It's simple. We either want to give the voters a say and let them be part of government and have a say, or we don't want to give them a say and say, we don't think you're smart enough to make an informed decision, so I want to prevent it from going to the voters. Me, I'm all for letting the voters have a say in the future of this county and how it's going to operate, the policies and procedures. Thanks.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, we're a short no with the following yeses. Legislator Donaldson, Briggs, Lauren, John Parity, Rich Parity, and Chris Allen. Please remove Pete Loren.
No.
Okay, now we have a short no with the following yeses. Legislators Donaldson, Briggs, John Parity, Rich Parity, and Chris Allen.
We have a short yes, Mr. Chairman.
The resolution is adopted 14-8.
Resolution 277, authorizing the required steps for the transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue, Kingston, New York.
We're a short yes with three no's. Legislators Rich Parity, John Parity, and Dave Donaldson.
We're a short yes.
The resolution is adopted 19-3.
Resolution 279, authorizing the purchase of vehicles for various county departments in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at an aggregate maximum estimated cost of $319,000, and authorizing the issuance of $319,000 in bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Allen.
Yes.
Archer.
Yes.
Bartels. Belfilio.
Yes.
Briggs, Donaldson, Fabiano, Gerentine, Green, Gregorius, Litz, Lopez, Lauren, Maloney, Parity John, Parity Richard, Provenzano, Roberts, Rodriguez, Ronk,
yes.
Waro, and Wishnick. Resolution adopted 22-0.
Resolution 280, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Ulster County Community College for the SUNY Ulster Extension Center located at 94 Mary's Avenue in the city of Kingston, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
There is... Everybody has the newest lease that was brought forth today, I believe. Just for a point of information, you know, the college was made aware of the lease and the resolution the night that we had our meeting. Did not know that prior to that. And they received the lease on Friday. Now, this is still somewhat in negotiations. Little problem with the idea of the timing sometimes. If you're taking a look, if you're going to be moving in August when we've been doing this since 2012, you would think that this stuff would have been before the committee beforehand, and the college would have had it beforehand. But anyway, they did meet yesterday, and there were some changes that took place, and they're right before you. Some simple changes, and they're still technically in negotiations on this. But anyway, in the end, I think this is a good project that, I mean, I realize that it started at $4.5 million and it went to $7.8 million, but it is a good project for the city of Kingston and for the college in the end. I think it will have some very good benefits for particular inner city kids being able to go to school there. So I believe in the end that this is a really good thing. So I'll be supporting it, even though I have had some problems with the way this was handled. I think it was handled terribly, by the planning department as well as the attorneys. But having said that, not my attorneys, as well as the attorneys on the other side. But it is what it is, and let's move forward and be happy.
Chairman, we are a short yes with two no's. Legislators John Parity and Rich Parity.
We have a short yes.
Resolution adopted 20-2.
Resolution 289, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gateway Community Industries, Department of Public Works.
Short yes.
Resolution adopted 22-0.
Resolution 290, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gateway Community Industries, Department of Public Works.
On this resolution itself, the contract should read that for an execution by New York State Industries for the Disabled, Inc., Gateway Industries will be performing the services, but we have to negotiate a contract through the New York State Industries for the Disabled, Inc. So that should be included on the second whereas.
Second it.
Short yes.
Short yes in the amendment.
The motion is adopted 22-0.
Short yes.
Short yes.
Resolution is adopted 22-0.
Resolution 291, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Complete Building Solutions, Inc., Department of Public Works.
We have a short yes.
Resolution adopted 22-0.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The July 21st, 2015 Ulster County Legislature is adjourned in the memory of William C. Marks of New Paltz, Ernest Bolin, Sr. of Ellenville, May Gutman of Mount Tremper, Thomas J. Turk of Kingston, James S. Ashton of New Paltz, Irene D. Nichols of Kingston, Gertrude M. Tobin, New Paltz, Dominic A. Paris, Rhinebeck, Lillian A. Lane, West Hurley, Philip G. Knight, West Hurley, John L. Denter, Sr., Red Hook, Howard S. Dickman, Ellenville, Robert Broadhead, Kingston, Frank Mayone, Glasgow, Cosessa M. Cruz, Town of Ulster, Marion E. Harp, New Paltz, David J. Smith, Panama City Beach, Florida, Catherine M. Harris, Saugerties, Robert S. Young, Milton, James P. Geske, Sr., Saugerties, Crystal M. Henderson, Ruby, Norman Sherry, Fairfield, Connecticut, Catherine M. Brown, Gardner, Anthony L. Blitzotis, New Paltz, Floyd F. Shanley, Olive Bridge, Barry S. Bliss, Shokan, Lorraine R. Thompson, McGuire, Pennsylvania, Dorothy Millett, Kingston, Janet R. Roden, Esopus, Kevin Gildy, Kingston, Richard C. Cotter, New Paltz, Alexander Chilcott, Tilson, and I want to personally extend the adjournment tonight in memory of a great friend to myself, a friend and mentor, a great supervisor in the town of Esopus, John K. Coutant. What I'd like to say about John is that him and I shared both tragedies and victories within the town and in our personal lives. He's going to be missed by many. He was a friend to all. And I just want to let the family know that not only the town of Esopus, but all of Ulster County mourns with you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would also like to add the names of Rudy Morrow Jr. of West Hurley and Fred Gentile of Saugerties. They were both avid hunters and fishermen, and they were both personal friends of mine. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to add the name of Edward Travaglione Sr. He was a longtime resident of Saugerties. Anybody who's a native of Saugerties and grew up in Saugerties knows the Travaglione family. They were property owners in the village, very well-known family.
Davis from High Falls. I rode the school bus with her, and I found out today she passed away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to also mention that the father-in-law of our county clerk, Nina Posterpak, Dwayne's father, passed away in Florida. So I'd like to have his name added to the